Step 2, reflect. You know, I think it was either Socrates or Plato that said that an unexamined life is not worth living. I think in many respects, an unexamined ministry is not worth living either. We tend to be really haphazard and just kind of flippant about the things we do for God. We care a ton about our jobs. We care a ton about maybe our finances or about our friendships. And then when it comes to service, many times we never take the time to stop and look back and just ask the question, did what we do accomplish what we hoped it would? Were our efforts towards a certain goal, were they fruitful? Were there things that we did that were effective or things that we did that were poor? And in that, I think to continue to get better, to change, to adapt, to plus what it is that we're doing to make it something more effective. The reflect process ultimately is to pause and just ask the question, what were the wins in our ministry? Meaning, what were the things that we did that were exceedingly fruitful or effective, or the things that we found as maybe a surprise victory of something that we did that worked really well? And then what were the things that were losses? Every ministry has them. Every idea is a risk. Every ministry or organization that continues to grow grows because it learns from its failures. So failure is not a problem, but failing to learn from your failures is a huge problem. And so we want to encourage you to really look and examine, what did we do that didn't work well? And in that, to just give yourself some good feedback and reflect on your wins and your losses.